Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cutting through the noise on something big, artificial intelligence, and specifically how it's completely reshaping, well, your web browser. This really isn't just about faster pages anymore. Think bigger. It's a whole paradigm shift. We're seeing browsers move from, you know, just showing you stuff to actually interpreting it, summarizing, generating content, even taking actions for you. It's the start of a new AI browser war.
It really is a fascinating moment. You know, if you look back at the old browser wars, Netscape versus IE, then Chrome coming up, those were mostly about, well, how fast and how well they could display content, right? Features, speed. I mean, Mosaic's big moment was just putting images on the page. Seems basic now. But this is fundamentally different. It's not just viewing. It's about intelligent help, getting tasks done for you.
Right. That shift from passive display to active assistance feels huge. So how is AI actually, you know, changing things for you, the user, right now?
Well, what we're seeing is this move from just clicking around passively to let's call it interactive assistant-led navigation, your browser. It's becoming more like an intelligent agent.
Yeah.
Think about taking a long, say, 20-minute YouTube video and getting a summary in just seconds. That's happening. Or, and this is where it gets really interesting, the browser booking a reservation for you, maybe filling out forms, complex ones, or even handling a purchase. That kind of task automation, it's starting to happen right inside the browser.
Wow, okay. Booking things automatically. Is that really happening widely now, or is it still more of a, you know, future thing? And who are the main players actually fighting to bring this kind of power to us?
It's definitely rolling out. Maybe not everywhere all at once, but the capability is there and growing. As for who's battling it out, you've got the giants, naturally. Google Chrome. Sitting on, what, almost 70% of the market, they're weaving their Gemini AI right in. But they've got a serious threat looming. OpenAI is apparently building its own browser. And if that takes off, it could pull billions away from Google's ad revenue, which is, I mean, huge for Alphabet, their parent company, something like 75% of their income.
Huge sticks, though.
Massive. Then you have Microsoft Edge, pushing hard with Copilot AI, especially with their new Copilot Plus PCs. That's a hardware, software play, you know, machines built for AI.
Interesting synergy there.
Exactly. But it's not just the big two or three. Privacy is suddenly picking up a major, major differentiator. You've got Apple Safari using Apple Intelligence, really focusing on doing the processing on your device. Mozilla Firefox. They're letting users pick AI models, again, emphasizing local processing. And Brave is using its own hosted language models, promising no logging. Privacy is definitely a key battleground now.
Okay, so browsers are getting way smarter, more proactive. What does this all mean for how you find information online? And crucially, for the people creating all that content.
Yeah, the impact there is profound, especially for SEO, for how websites get found.
Yeah.
These AI overviews or AI modes in search results, they give you the answer directly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily need to click through to the original website anymore.
Right. The zero-click search problem.
Exactly. And it's not a small problem. Some reports say over half of searches are already zero-click. That could even hit like 70% maybe by mid-2025.
70%? Wow. So what happens to the websites, the publishers?
Well, potentially they see a huge drop in traffic.
Yeah.
And therefore, revenue. The AI is kind of vacuuming up their content for its answers.
So content creators must be scrambling.
Absolutely. They have to adapt. The focus now has to be on super high quality content, but also content that's, let's say, AI friendly. Structured data, clear headings, building topical authority, making it easy for the AI to understand and hopefully credit.
This level of AI power, doing all this summarizing and answering, it must be putting a heck of a strain on the internet itself, right? The infrastructure.
Oh, definitely. That's a really important point. The internet, well, it just wasn't built for this kind of constant, heavy-duty AI processing everywhere in real time. And here's a pretty surprising fact. An AI query, it uses something like 10 times more energy than a standard Google search.
10 times?
10 times the energy, and generates maybe 340 times more CO2 emissions. That translates to higher electricity bills, potentially even issues for the power grid. The infrastructure is absolutely playing catch up. It might even change where we build data centers in the future.
That's quite the hidden cost. And one last thing, what about all the content behind paywalls, copyrighted stuff? Can AI just, you know, bypass that?
Yeah, that's the big legal and ethical mess right now, these AI models. They're trained on absolutely massive data sets, and that data often includes copyrighted work scraped from the web, whether that's fair use. Oh, that's what the courts are debating.
So if an AI can summarize a paid article.
Exactly. It could totally undermine the publisher's business model. Why pay if the AI gives you the gist? So you're seeing responses. Publishers like Cloudflare, for example, are offering tools that let websites block AI crawlers or even charge them for access to content.
So they're fighting back.
They're trying to regain control and get compensated. It's a really complex fight, and the outcome is going to reshape, fundamentally, how content is owned, accessed, and paid for online. It really brings us to this core point. The internet is being fundamentally reshaped before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving from just a place where you find stuff to a system where AI is increasingly acting for you, often without you even realizing the full extent of it.
So thinking about all this, what really stands out to you? How comfortable are you personally with an AI acting autonomously inside your browser, doing things on your behalf? It's worth thinking about the implications for your privacy, for how you get your information in this landscape that's changing, well, incredibly fast.